Sand Point is facing a problem with its police force. It doesn't have one anymore. KUCB's Barrett Wilbur reports that in rural Alaska, it's the latest incarnation of a familiar struggle.
The city of Sand Point is unexpectedly without a police force. In just 3 weeks, all of its officers resigned. City Administrator Andrew Varner says the first officer wanted to be closer to a spouse who's in the military. A week later, the next two officers, a married couple, left because of a, quote, family decision. Varner says that left Police Chief Roger Bacon, who was scheduled to vacation in Scotland, as the island's only law enforcement.
There was sort of a mutual understanding that if he left to go for a month-long journey and leave the community with no law enforcement, understood by both sides that if he came back, he would not be an employee of the city. And so within a day or two, he had turned in his resignation.
All Bacon had to say about his departure is, quote, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it, and that he was headed to Scotland. According to the city, there is a contingency plan. An Alaska state trooper will be in town next week, and Sandpoint is vetting an interim police chief. Varner acknowledges losing the entire force in such a short period might seem unimaginable to outsiders. But in Sandpoint, struggling to hire and keep officers is the norm.
Losing an officer in Sandpoint, that's certainly not new. Certainly not new in rural Alaska either, especially in law enforcement. It's kind of tough to keep officers around. Our department has been, you know, basically understaffed for years.
After spending most of last year working to fill the now vacant positions, Varner says none of the officers worked in the force longer than 6 months. Seeing every officer resign for family or travel typifies Sandpoint's challenges as an isolated town of 1,000 residents, where round-trip tickets to Anchorage alone can cost over $1,000. Varner says it's difficult to provide enough compensation and flexibility to convince non-locals to stay.
So we'll bite the bullet, metaphorically. We haven't hit desperation mode yet, but if we don't have any officers or a new chief within a couple months, then I think we would worry.
Before the resignations, Varner says police were focused on dealing with Alaska's opioid crisis and managing the seasonal population increase due to commercial fishing. In Unalaska, I'm Barrett Wilbur.